Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi M. Devan here, your spiritual and emotional wellness coach and expert on the Sampoorna Wellness channel. And today we are talking about something very, very interesting. This is a word that you use almost every single day. This is a word that you know very well, and this is a word that can be your sign up for failure. Yes, we are talking about the word try, T-R-Y, try. Now, we've all grown up with quotes like try and fail, but do not fail to try, or try and try till you succeed, or the only failure is not trying. For all sorts of things that are even motivational, people use the word try. And I have a very big problem with this word. And this is my share, my two cents on why it is important to never try. Let me give you an example. I want you to try and stand up if you're sitting, or try and sit down if you are standing. If you stood up or you sat, chances are that you wanted to. But if you tried, you are not going to be able to do it. In the literal sense, the word try is in Hindi also known as the word koshish. Koshish is to work on attempting to do something. It is not doing something. Similarly, in English, try is to attempt to do something and not actually doing it. And we very loosely use this in our language all the time, not realizing that we keep on and on signing ourselves up for failure. I know I might be pushing some buttons for you in this moment, especially if you're a person who says the word try a lot. Now, let me give you a second example, okay? You get invited to a party by a friend and you're not really in the mood of going, okay? What are you going to tell your friend? You don't want them to feel bad, you don't want them to get offended, and you do want to be invited again. But it's just that you don't want to go this time. You're going to say the words, I will try to come. And when you basically say the word, I will try to come, in your head, you're saying that, oh, you know, even if I don't, they at least know that I have tried. Or you are kind of self-fulfilling yourself in saying that, okay, I'll give it a shot, and if I don't, then I don't, big deal. But when you say the words, yes, I will, it means that you have signed up for success. It means that you know it and your friend knows it, that you're going to show up. And think about this. Really think about this. Every single time that you have used the word try, how many times have you actually succeeded at completing something? Any task, whether it is showing up to a party, whether it is working on a project, whatever that it is, whatever your goal is. How many times did you actually reach the goal? Now, if you really want to do something in life, you are never going to try. You are just going to go ahead and do it. Like Nike says, just do it. Nike never said, just try it. Okay, now here are exceptions to the word try. Like, let's say that you are gonna go and explore a different cuisine. Then you want to just get a whiff of it. You wanna just like put maybe one drop of it or a bite of it in your mouth. And that is not completely consuming it, right? It is all about giving it a try. And then you can decide whether you like it or you don't like it. And that is a completely valid way of trying. But 99% of the times, when you say the word try, you generally in your head are saying that I do not want to do it. And oftentimes, let's say you don't like to eat mushrooms and your partner or your friend or whoever is very fond of mushrooms, they will say, try it. And to make them feel good, you will try it. And in your head, you're saying, I'm only doing this for their satisfaction. I know it in my head, in my heart, that I am not going to like the mushroom. So once again, even when you are trying a cuisine of a piece of food, you have signed yourself up for failure before you even complete the task of picking that piece up, putting it in your mouth, chewing it, and actually sensing those flavors in your mouth and either enjoying it or not. So when are the times that we try? And the other connotation to the word try is the trying times, you know, the testing times. And once again, our mind is quite a fickle creature. So when we say the word try, the mind can think the other meanings of the word try as well. The trying times. Trying means difficult, challenging, something that is not pleasant. So when you are saying try, 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 your subconscious mind, who also knows the other meanings of the word try, is also perhaps putting in the meaning, the other alternative meanings of the word try along with the actual word try. Let me clear this out for you. I am going to try it and then I am not sure. When you say try, it could mean this is a challenge. Because this is a challenge, it is difficult for me. Because it is difficult for me, I am going to fail. So subconsciously, you are setting yourself up for a massive failure. And then, because you have only ever tried it, not done it, you will have the proof to yourself and to the world that, hey, you know what? I tried and I failed and now I don't want to do it again. And whatever that it is, whether it's a task, whether it is food, whether it is relationship, whether it is waking up early in the morning, whatever that it is. So one word that I really humbly request to you to take out of your dictionary, your daily vocab, your daily speech, is the word try. Earlier in the podcasts, I had talked about the internal mind chatter. The word try is one word, one very important word that you want to eliminate from it. Whether it is your internal mind chatter, whether it is your daily outspoken chatter, the words that you tell people, the words you use for your communication, eliminate the word try and see how much easier life gets for you, number one. Number two, what it will do is it will sort you out in your head and your heart. And the result of that is going to be that you will have clarity of speech. And when I say clarity of speech, what I really mean is you will say what you mean. You will start to get more assertive with people, including yourself, when you eliminate the word try. And this is a difficult task. So let me teach you how to do it also. Okay. So the next time you want to say the word try, I want you to think of alternative words do that. First, ask yourself, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? Do I want to give this a shot? Not give this a shot. Okay. So the easier thing to say is, oh, you know what? I will give it a shot. I'm going to do my best to show up at the party. And then really do your best. Or if you don't want to go ahead and do something, ask yourself again, do I want to do this? Not want to do this? And if you don't want to do this, you can let the person know that, hey, you know what? Things are looking a little bit difficult for me right now, or I may not be able to make it. But don't say the word try. If you are bold enough and you are very okay with telling the person a no, be honest and tell the person a no. Because even when you say that things are looking difficult, once again, you are signing yourself up for a difficulty to show up. Okay? So, either you're going to do it or not going to do it. Either you're going to eat it or you're not going to eat it. So, the best words to use, I'm going to give it my best shot. And when you say this, you are signing yourself up for success, because I am going to give this my best shot. When you say these words, they're all positive, they are motivating, and they are going to get you to your goal. And even if they don't, you will at least halfway succeed by saying these words. Sorry. And if you are not going to do something, not going to eat something, not going to show up to a party, not going to complete a project, you can be honest enough and let the opposite person or yourself know that, you know, I'm going to have to say a no to this because I have a busy day at work, I am really not in the mood to. Or if you're not well, you can let them know that you're not well, or that I simply don't wish to. And I hope you respect my choice. And that is completely okay to say. It is okay for you to say no. It is okay for you to not give it your best shot or to not give it a shot at all. That is completely okay. But every single time you are saying the word try, know this, and I'm reiterating it, that you are signing yourself up for failure. So this is what I had to share for today's podcast with you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. I will see you back on Monday. This is Sharmeen M. Devan signing off the Sampoorna Wellness Podcast for Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful day ahead. Angel blessings.